veggie sandwich. Thank you. I appreciate it. So tell me, what's coming up on the show today?
So coming up on the show, we first and foremost, we're kind of going with the golden thread that you had with the parents vibe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, it is all about the secrets that our parents have kept from us. Someone's parent on social media recently did something that I found so hilarious. I'm going to tell you in the next 15 minutes. Steph, I'll tell you before you leave.
Okay,
but it was really, really funny. And it was all about secrets and families. So I want to find out about the deepest secret that your family or like your parents have ever kept from you.
I once got deep in a TikTok thread where it was, you know, you watch one kind of TikTok and then a whole lot similar ones get recommended to you, right? So I watched one TikTok about a girl who thought it would be really fun to learn about her DNA and her history and all that kind of stuff. So she goes and gets her DNA tested, and she realizes she's only matching, because they match you to your cousins and stuff like that, so they actually match you to family members who you share DNA with. She realized she's only matching with people with like her mom's maiden name and her dad's best friend's surname. And she was like, this is very strange. Goes to her mom and says to her mom, Mom, like, what is happening? I'm very confused. Is dad my dad? And it opened up an entire can of worms.
No.
All just because she just wanted to find out if she was like Irish and Danish or Dutch and German or something. And she uncovered this massive family secret. Then, obviously, after I watched that one TikTok video, many TikTok videos of people going through exactly the same thing. And then my best one was a girl who was like, I mentioned to my parents that I want a DNA test, like an ancestry DNA test for my birthday, because I want to see my ancestry and where I come from and our genes and stuff. And they got very weird about it and said no. So she says, should I get one myself? And people were sending her money on her Venmo to buy, so she could buy herself a DNA test, because she was only 16 or 17.
Yeah.
To go and buy herself a DNA test to see what they were hiding from her.
Oh, no. Stephanie, please show me this thread also.
It's hectic. It's so hectic.
That's so deep. But hopefully we're going to, you know, get into some of those secrets today. I mean, and it's nothing terrible.
It doesn't have to be something terrible.
No.
Maybe it's that your parents lied to you about the family pet, and they said that they gave it to your auntie to take it to the farm. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we all know what the farm means.
Yes, we do. 100%. So that's what we're going to be getting into. I know that mine as well was about like half of my family too, but you know, I'll tell you later on.
Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, in the third hour, we're going to be getting into lying about textbook money, because I feel like we've all done it, where you have to. I feel like it's a right way of passage to kind of, you know, add a little bit of money to your textbook money that you ask for from your parents. Not?
No.
Stephanie, you never used to.
No.
Stephanie, how did you buy things for yourself?
I had a job.
Okay, I guess, fine. But yeah, I feel like you're one in a million.
I don't think so.
No, I think you... Okay, so this is
so
why...
So you're saying there's 60 million people in South Africa, so there's only 60 of us that didn't steal money from our parents for textbooks
it
and
wasn't
had jobs.
Stealing.
It literally is stealing.
It was not stealing.
It's fraud.
It was not fraud.
It's fraud. It's dictionary definition of fraud.
It was just, you know, students doing what they had to do.
Fraud.
What students had to do.
Fraud.
What had to be done to be a student.
That's fine, but it was still called fraud.
It's definitely not fraud.
Okay.
And I hope my dad's not listening.
Mr. Patel was definitely fraud. If you would like to claim the money back from your daughter with interest, she's doing enough jobs at the moment. She can pay you back.
Oh, wow. You are very interesting. My dad only knows about this job, Steph.
Stay tuned. Oh, my goodness. You guys are going to have so much fun with Zanele over the next 3 hours. I'm back on air tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and midday, playing out with some Hannah. This one is called Girl in the Do-Rag. My name is Stephanie B. I really do love you. Okay, bye.